This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
The NFL franchise tag deadline is today at 4 o'clock. If you want to call in and tell us what you would like to see the Falcons do going after free agents, particularly on the defensive side of the ball, you can give us a shout. It is the wake-up call, 404-726-0929. I have something a little bit off topic. I gave up the Peloton.
Oh, no.
Oh,
I did the trial, and basically it was just sitting there collecting dust because it doesn't pair well with what I do already working out-wise. So I think maybe once I get to where I want to be, maybe I'll, you know, actually buy one. But I do like that they let you try it out.
Yeah,
my sister owns one. A lot of people I know own one. And they're like, just give the trial a shot.
Yeah.
And it's getting picked up next Tuesday. So see you later. Have a little bit more space in my apartment. And yeah.
I have a follow-up for you real quick, Tiff. Can you detail or maybe elaborate on why it doesn't work so, well with what you're doing working out right now?
All right. So, like, if Monday I did heavy legs yesterday.
Hey, me too.
So, today I like to do more upper body focus and walk. Maybe I'll walk at an incline, whatever.
Right.
And I walk every day anyway.
Yeah.
So, but my legs don't really get a chance to recover cycling. It's like a pretty good beating on your quads, you know, hamstrings, all that stuff.
Makes sense.
So, it wasn't falling into my workout splits.
Yeah, if you didn't have the walk, then maybe like after upper body, you could, you know, keep the legs somewhat loose by cycling. But if with you're already walking, yeah, like you said, it's too much.
You
on
know,
the
it's
legs.
A lot.
It's a lot.
This, sorry, this you know, pulling is, out for the Peloton.
This seems like another Peloton story I've heard, and not like criticize. I'm just saying, like, I feel like a lot of people do exactly what you did. They get it when they get the Peloton, and then they end up just. Because Amy did that too. I think it was like maybe 2 years ago. She grabbed the Peloton and the rental one, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And
same thing I did.
She had it for like 3 or 4 months. And she's like, yeah, it's not conducive for what I'm doing. And so she got rid of it too.
I got to tell you, my wife's been complete opposite. She bought hers almost 5 years ago, like right after the start of the pandemic. And she does it all the time. And I don't do it. I tried to like pick it up for a little bit. The seat is just. Not
you didn't buy the cushion thing.
No.
I bought a cushion.
Oh god, it's like a toothpick, man. Like I can't. But here's the thing: like it's her Peloton, and she's got her like shoes locked into it, and it's all set up for like her. So like I always am like,
it's a lot of work.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't know if I want to hop on that thing and do the whole thing. So,
but does she? Is that like her main workout thing?
Yep,
like she's not lifting or doing.
I will do no. God no. She. It's all she can do to find 20 minutes to get in there and knock out a Peloton, which that's the best part of the Peloton is that she doesn't have time to go to the gym. We get the kids home, getting the kids fed and everything else. And I'll try to buy her 30 minutes to where she can go in and knock out a workout if she wants to. And that's why it works for her. Or after we get the kids down at night, you know, kids are in bed 8:30, go in there and knock out, you know, a 30-minute ride and do whatever else you need. I actually enjoy the Peloton. Like I wish that I fit better on it. Because I like the scenic rides that you can do where you look like you're riding through like the, you know, the Swiss Alps or whatever. I think that's cool. But I got to tell you, like it's been 5 years. She bought it. She paid it off 2 years ago and still uses it pretty religiously.
Yeah.
And it's not a knock on it. It's just not, you know,
tons of people
love it. Yeah.
I think my point to Bo's comment is, isn't that any piece of exercise equipment?
I think so, yeah.
Like, it's like, if you have like a gym membership, exercise equipment, whatever it is, it's just hard to stay, you know, religious and routine with it. because life comes at life happens.
But
you know
I
what
feel
mean?
Like I. But you're training for life. Like it's not just like the fun aesthetic stuff comes with it, right? You can fit better into some clothes, buy some smaller things. Maybe you know look good naked is what everybody likes to say. But then more so would be like, all right, maybe. You've got to carry around a toddler. That toddler weighs like 35 pounds or something like that. If you're lifting, if you're doing core stuff, a lot of what you do already translates to everyday life stuff for longevity.
Yeah.
So, you know.
I think it's a solid point with any workout equipment, home workout equipment. That's why I have a gym membership. Would I love to fill my garage up with workout gear? Yeah. Hell yeah.
Because I do never, it in my apartment.
Turn that garage into a CrossFit.
Like a gym.
But that said... You think I'm going to go out there when it's 25 degrees outside and put in a good workout? No, but you know what I will do?
Go to the gym.
Put on shorts and a hoodie, run to the truck, crank it up, turn the heat on, blast it, go to the gym that's 70 degrees inside, yeah. And get a full workout in.
My favorite part of the gym is the sauna. My favorite part of the gym is the sauna. I'm like, man, I'm going to get through this pump just to get in the sauna.
Dude. You didn't realize you were doing it, but you just turned me and reminded me what my life of squid is.
Oh, okay.
I've got a question about sauna etiquette.
Uh-oh.
And
I don't know.
It's not in a dirty way. Not in a bad way.
Is that a gym or is that
gym?
Is it
okay. Gym? Not like that.
Naked in a sauna?
I was gonna say we're not going like Turkish style,
no,
right?
Like, No. It's not like that. It's just you know how much interaction is too much in the sauna.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
Talking. is that what you're saying? Like, you don't want anybody talking to you?
It's okay. Called a tease for a reason, Mike.
I'll wait.
Right?
I'll wait.
Again, this is the wake up call 447-260-0929. We did talk about a list of free agents that The Athletic had put together from defensive tackles. And they were discussing if the Falcons could land any of these guys. Milton Williams from the Eagles, Javon Hargrave from the 49ers. Puna Ford from the Chargers, just to name a few of the guys on this list. Calais Campbell even on the list. Is there anyone out there that maybe you would like to see come to the Falcons?
I think Milton Williams is the best defensive tackle in this group. I thought he was phenomenal last year. And now, the problem for Milton Williams with me is it's easy to be really freaking good when you play or with Jordan Davis and Jalen Carter and et cetera, right? Because you're in a rotation with some really good players. Fletcher Cox is a guy that he's been in a rotation in before in his past. The problem for me, you know, so that's the thing for me is he the same player when he gets here? And that's the thing about signing guys who are productive on defensive lines and in the NFL. Because sometimes it's about the system and what they've been next to as much as what they are.
Yeah. And one of the questions, too, that I have moving forward, one of the names we have not talked about in terms of free agency is Eddie Goldman. Like, what does the future look like with it? I thought Eddie Goldman at times last year was our best defensive lineman. As a matter of fact, you could make the argument probably that our top, if you want to put Onyemata in this list, our top three defensive linemen last year are all over the age of 31 because Onyemata and Grady, and then you add Eddie Goldman into that, which I know he kind of faults retired a few times. I'll be curious to see what the future is for him and you know, kind of where the Falcons want to go because he's a guy you'd like to have around, but do you know where his mindset's going to be and what kind of money does that cost moving forward? Because I valued him as a player last year. As much as you struggled stopping the run at times, he was definitely a bright spot in that lineup.
Well, put it this way, when you did have success against the run, normally he was on the field.
Yeah.
So, I agree with you there. It's why if you could get Eddie Goldman back on a two-year deal. Now, look, does Eddie Goldman want to play another year? He went through a full year, his first full year, and like I know 2 years, but maybe...
Might have been longer than that, yeah.
Well, he missed 2020. I think he played in 21, and then they signed him, and he missed... Then he kind of retired in 22 and then came out and then retired again in 23, and then he played 24. Yeah. I might be mixing up the years, but the reality is his first year in a while, a couple years, played well. Could you get another? Could you get him again back next year? And does that make Onyemata okay? Well, we don't replace because you know Onyemata was brought in here to do multiples, but you replace that money
it's
with that.
To be one of your bigger bodies,
yeah. So and then you can go draft. Maybe Walter Nolan is the guy you go get there.
Oh,
I know
man,
that's
don't
your
even
guy.
Tempt me.
Maybe you go get a Puna Ford instead.
Yeah. Well, and I want to raise this question too, because I think this is what a lot of the thought process of the Atlanta Falcons in terms of free agents or in terms of defensive line. It's like, okay, well, you drafted a few guys last year, so you know it's like a zero sum game. Like, we're also talking about Kentavious Street's a free agent. Like, you're talking about the possibility of a completely revamping what the defensive line room is if you add in Eddie Goldman, right, Kentavious Street, and then, you know, Grady Jarrett, David Onyemata, what are their futures?
Kentavious Street was a lot better in Ryan Nielsen's system than he was in last year.
Yeah.
A lot better. He played a lot better with Ryan. Now, I don't know why. Maybe that. Right. Now, Ryan Nielsen was a guy that coached him in college.
Yeah, at NC State.
And so kind of knew what he was and what using best. Because remember where Kentavious Street came from? Philly's D-line.
Hey, look, could we make the argument, though, and just for argument's sake, can we make the argument that all of our defensive line were better in Ryan Nielsen's scheme?
Yeah, I think you could make that argument. I think you had more sacks under Ryan Nielsen's scheme. I think
Your run defense was putrid at times last year. And one of the reasons you didn't have more sacks is because you didn't find yourself in third and long enough.
Well, it was also putrid at times late in the season under Ryan Nielsen, too. Let's not forget that when Kentavious Street went out against Tampa 2 years ago at home,
yes,
they ran the ball down your throat with Rashad White. And that hurt.
That was the worst. Then they were the worst rushing team in the league at that.
Yeah. So I don't know. Just I'll take Milton Williams if we can afford him.
You're like, I'll take whoever.
I love Milton Williams.
I love Milton Williams, but I don't know if we can afford him. And I will tell you straight up, if you go sign in, and I know we'll talk about edge rushers, I think tomorrow. The list is put out with every position. If you go sign an edge rusher, then I would draft an interior guy, the best interior guy, yeah, or the best cornerback, whichever one I had rated higher on my board
is what you would go.
I would go get. That said,
sign me up for Walter Nolan, man.
I'll take. I think
I'm ready.
I'm starting to grow into the Shamar Stewart.
Ooh.